This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour here on the DJD program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner at the ready. We are, I think, for some people, believe it or not, folks, we're the primary source of wisdom for lots of people. And in order to do that, we have to be studied, measured, perfect in every way. That's what we are. That's what we're selling here. Perfection. You are buying this, ladies? Perfection personified.
No, I don't, no one else is either. I don't trust perfect.
Really? Uh-huh. All right, well, let's see what we do. We trust the government to make sure that we're okay for the rest of our lives. It looks like the Democrats are pushing, Jennifer, for a recurring stimulus package that will allow us all to be on welfare and live happily ever after. Is that about it?
Anti-American. Number one, you're incentivizing people to just accept mediocrity, basically, and to just live off of the government and to not do what we were born to do as Americans, and that is create a better life for ourselves than our parents did, right? And to keep growing and to keep being ambitious and to keep moving forward. And instead, we stall out and we become addicted to the government. So that's number one. Number two, don't trust this. This is not the government saying, hey, Doug, hey, Victoria, hey, Jay, hey, Phil, you guys look like you could use an extra $1,000 a month. No, this is the government saying, I'll give you $1,000 a month while I spend $50,000 a month in your name. So this is the government trying to do a little sleight of hand trick, just like they did with the stimulus, handing you $1,400 and then spending $1.9 trillion on other junk. So it's a buy-off.
We're easily bought off, apparently. Yeah. Easily bought
and so I think it's a horrible idea. I mean, it's never worked. There have been places where universal income has been tried, and it doesn't work. And where does the money come from?
This is the perfect example, or this is the perfect end result
of
washing away the school system and education.
Let's go back to what you're talking about with the universal. So where is this coming from? Because I have not seen this proposal.
21 Democrats have signed on to what they call automatic unemployment insurance extension, which is
if you're unemployed, okay.
Well, but what is but
you,
how does
the
that
way you said it makes it
back?
Sound like you and I are going to get money even though we're working.
But ongoing stimulus. So what's happening is that they're kind of incentivizing people to not have jobs.
Yeah,
so the unemployment benefits.
No,
so even when the
cheating.
Economy cranks up and there's jobs available, they're incentivizing this. So there's kind of two things at play here. There's a theory that's being floated that every time there's a stimulus package that they want to spend money, they're going to throw you $100 to say, hey, don't look over here because we're giving you money. But what's happening, at least I can speak to in California, there is an article, I think, in the LA Times last week about how restaurants can't find people now that they're getting reopened again. They can't find people to work. And the reason they can't find people to work is that people are making more money staying at home because the incentive is on the additional employment at the federal and at the state level. And so people who are working are not, or who are home are not wanting to go back into the workforce because they're making more money sitting at home than they are working again. And look, I can't blame them. If someone says, you can sit at home and make $10,000, or you can go back to work and make $9,000, what am I going to do? What is anybody going to do? They're going to stay home. So the government needs to stop incentivizing that, especially as the economy reopens. And I think what's also financially kind of troubling is the infrastructure package that's being revealed this week by the Biden administration, because in it, Democrats and Republicans agree on infrastructure, but this is not the bill for it, because it only slightly addresses some of the failing roads and bridges in this country and spends a ton of money on green energy, Green New Deal pet projects. And to pay for it, because we forgot, we can't just continuously spend, they're going to raise the corporate tax from 21% to 28%. They're going to double capital gains. So if you are left something, let's say, Victoria, when your parents, God forbid, or when my parents or whoever, when somebody passes and they leave you a house, instead of paying 20% capital gains tax on that, you're going to be paying 40%. They're doubling capital gains if you get
left.
So
you know what this does? This gives the Republican an entree. In 2 years, they'll wipe the Democrats out. At least people will be smart enough, hopefully, if the story is told correctly, to understand maybe when you see it on your tax return, that'll wake you up to these things. And one wonders why, where the common sense is. Some of the things that I've talked about for a long, long time about how weakening our education system has, how weak it is, and it's weakening our minds and weakening our status, basically, as Americans. So we give in to all of this stuff. Social re-engineering.
Well, I think there's a lot of people who think if it's not about them, they don't care. They don't realize how every aspect of the economy, every aspect of the economy impacts them. I think there are a lot of people who have never owned a company before who are walking around there saying, well, they're just raising money on the rich or on corporations. That's just big business. But what they don't realize is that big business can afford high fancy lawyers to create loopholes for themselves. It's the people like me who has 10 employees that's going to be nailed by this because I'm a corporation, but you know, and believe me, I'm not a big business. I'm fighting to stay alive. And yet I'm going to be nailed in corporate taxes. So I think that, you know, I think there's just a lot of people who'd walk around and go, well, I don't care. Biden said he taxed the rich and big corporations, and they can afford to pay more. But it's
that's
the little
part
guys
of the educational process. Again, people don't understand how the system works. Without these people who have created these businesses that have people working for them, nobody works, nobody has jobs. I use Spain as an example. There's no incentive over there to do anything that is in terms of business. Yeah, there are some businesses, some wineries, that kind of stuff in Spain. But there's no, Spain's not known for anything except people getting a guaranteed 40% of their whatever. I've forgotten how the equation works, but whatever it is, among the socialist countries, that's where people want to go who don't want to do anything.
Well, Spain has a lot of exports. That you know, you say Spain's not known for anything. That's not true.
Well,
Spain has a huge tourism industry. Spain is Spain exports in the food industry, especially wine and cheese and all kinds of fish.
Have you been there?
No, I haven't been to Spain, but I have a lot of friends who have been to Spain. They love it. It's like the greatest country they've
been
to.
I'm not saying it's not a great place. It's a beautiful place. I'm just saying the people there are lazy. They don't have any incentive to move themselves ahead because they know they can depend on the government to take care of them.
Okay, but
we talked about this
last week, and my question to you was, well, how come the government hasn't collapsed then? And it hasn't. So that was my question
there
to you.
Hasn't collapsed because
how come the economy in Spain is if by everything you're saying it would make sense that the economy couldn't continue, but it does, and so how does that work then? If they're paying people, then how does that work? It keeps going.
Well, I'm no expert in Spanish economics, and I have never studied it. But my question would be, and I'm asking it rhetorically because I don't expect you, Victoria, you, Doug, to know, but it may not have collapsed, but has it grown? I mean, you don't really see Spain as like a superpower, right? I mean, nobody goes, God, if I only had the economy of Spain, they would be, you know, we'd be great. I mean, I don't know that it's like a shining example of economic success, is it?
Well, I'm saying, not every country wants to be, you know, I don't know, not every country maybe wants to take over the world.
Happy.
But I'm just saying, if you talk to people who live in Spain, we can talk to Hilaria Baldwin because that's how desperate she is to be Spanish.
Yeah.
I mean, we could, you know, if everybody who lives in Spain seems pretty damn happy. So
yeah,
if there's
they
a
have to work,
well,
yeah.
Happy because
but they are working. But my question though is
they're
they are working
and sipping wine.
Oh, that sounds amazing. That sounds amazing.
But
the country isn't falling. But my point though is.
Work.
But my point, though, is the country still manages to have money give to people. So
I get that.
Where is it not working?
It's coming from tourism, the taxes
that's
on
one of the
tourism.
Things I said, right?
If you go through the airports
there. But that's
our
money, not theirs.
Yeah, they're not.
Well, that's even smarter.
On their own infrastructure. But see, that's it. That's the attitude. Let's get something for nothing. And it just can't play out that way. Unless you want to give over everything in your life that you're individual.
Their economy right now, their debt is at 95% of the GDP, which is ridiculous. Their unemployment is
15. What's our debt now?
Our unemployment rate is 15.8%. So they're pretty, I mean, I wouldn't say it's necessarily the shining example of a healthy economy.
In a moment, speaking of shining examples, we focus on China's genocide. Let's find out more about our friends in China in a matter of moments here on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus extra 50% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 833-8-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. MLSConsumerAssets.org, number 330.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so here we have our friends in China who have been accused by us of carrying out genocide and crimes against humanity in the annual Human Rights Report. The introduction of the report was done by Secretary of State Tony Blinken. I said the president would put human rights at the center of our foreign policy in dealing with not only our friends but our foes. So how is it any of our business? I guess that's a question some people might ask, although I think this is appropriate because the Chinese government is scum and the way they treat it's not, but it's not just them. It's the Russians, it's the Ugandans, it's the Venezuelans, it's the Ethiopians, it's the Yemenis, it's all around the world. And
Belarus
maybe most noted,
made a lot of headlines last year for horrific for horrific, you know, violations. And then the Muslim Uyghurs, the Muslim population in China for years, that, I mean, they've been forced to be sterilized, raped, forced labor, torture.
Yeah.
I mean, this
so
is us calling China.
Do we do
China
it by ourselves
again,
or do we get the rest of the world in like we're
the rest of the world is
focus
in
on China?
Yeah, the rest of the world agrees on this. I mean,
so
you know,
how is it that
allies.
China can make such gains? Is it just because they're promising money
because
to
we're
everybody?
Just writing letters saying, hey, stop it, nasty people. We're going to put this in a report. There are no additional sanctions going on China from the administration. There's not strength in the State Department right now. In fact, Anthony Blinken was embarrassed by the Chinese 2 weeks ago. So it's nice that he's writing a letter, but I want to see more than that. I mean, I think it's time. We need to demand why the Chinese were not transparent with us about the outbreak of the COVID virus.
Yeah. It's way past time. As far as I'm concerned,
well,
this isn't new to this administration.
This has been going on for multiple administrations.
Yeah, the Trump administration was the only one that started to call them out. Everybody else ignored them. Trump called them out, started to sanction them, and now what? Now what's happened? Now now we're handing money back to the World Health Organization. We've taken a much softer tone towards them. I don't know. I just feel like we need to see more, and we need answers.
Well, Biden left the Trump sanctions in place, so some people wanted that. That's what they got. So
I think that's what they should have. Do we believe a recent study from the World Health Organization sponsored by the Chinese government? That's one of the things we focus on. The most recent DJV download. Get it at DJVshow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Twenty-three after the hour now, trending time on the DJV program with Jennifer Victoria. Jay's in charge of all of the things, answers to questions. You have a lot of people who are getting very active, and that's kind of cool. Thank you very much for those people who are following some of the things, answering questions, et cetera, et cetera. What's the standout there, Jay?
A big question that people are engaging with is, do you believe COVID-19 came from a lab, or do you think it was something else? And a big portion says a lab. Sean Watson believes it started at UNC Chapel Hill and was outsourced to China in 2015 by Fauci and Gates.
What?
That sounds like a March Madness kind of rivalry.
Right?
That's funny.
Where's the sarcasm font? Mel Dixon says it was a lab. Mike Zadra considers COVID a naturally occurring mutation of SARS and MERS.
Okay, well. It is people and their perceptions. It's kind of fun, actually. That's what I wanted to do. Okay, so there's another question you asked. Are you in a better place now than you were last year? No. What are people saying?
Yeah, there were some mixed answers. Some people feel like they're pretty much the same. Other people feel like, no, they're in a much better place. Annette Bleach is feeling more frustrated, sad, feels like the country is falling apart. Carla Seifert says she's in a much better place now. And Peter
really, I like no more about that.
No difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you for or against vaccine passports? We were just talking off the air about how the government could use the TSA model if you're in pre-check and you get a number that you can put on your tickets. They're going to have a number that you know that legitimizes your card. And maybe that's something that, sooner or later, maybe that makes it less painful than to have that card carrying around and show me your papers, that kind of stuff. So what are people saying about that?
Well, everybody is against it except for, like, two people who are not necessarily for it, but kind of like, I don't care. I want to travel. If I have to show a passport, I'll show the passport. If I don't have to, I won't. It doesn't matter to me. But other than that, everybody is pretty much highly against it.
See, but that's it. Part of what we were talking about before, the lessening, the weakening, if you will, the unstarching of what has made us great. Individual thinking. Everybody's going along to get along. And I would admit, frankly, from my point of view, the reason that I took the shots is because of things that I want to do in my life. So am I guilty of the same thing? I think about that pretty much every day. Did I go along with the program to get along? And more than more than no, I say yes, I did. So does that make me a weakling? Does that make me a wimp? What does that make me?
A sheep, according to a lot of people answering on Facebook.
A sheep. Yeah. Okay. Well,
because you got a vaccine.
That is the term that's been thrown around a lot.
So if you get a vaccine, you're considered a sheep?
That's what some people are saying, yeah.
All right, I'll send flowers to you when you're in the ICU on a ventilator.
It's unfortunate. Well, that's the thing. If somebody wants to get a vaccine, they can get the vaccine. We need to stop telling other people how to live their lives and being so offended.
Mind your own business. That's a very good,
if you don't want to wear a mask, stop being mad at other people for wearing a mask. Yep. If you want to wear a mask and somebody else around you is not wearing a mask, then choose your distance. Keep your own space.
Right. Thank you. All right, the story of this rep who's under federal investigation for sexual misconduct. What's that? We've been working that over a little bit, too. What's the story?
Yeah, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. He's under investigation. There's an alleged sexual relationship with a 17-year-old girl. He's denied it. He's called them horrible allegations and a lie. He said that this whole...
What do you expect him to say? Yeah, I did it.
Well, and according to him, he's the one that alerted the FBI because there were extortion claims. Allegedly, somebody texted his dad, wanted a meeting, demanded $25 million to make the allegations go away. So he and his family called the police to get in front of this, and the investigation started during the summer.
Yeah. All right. So when I asked this question before, has he come from money? Somebody must have... I mean, why would you go after someone for $25 million unless you knew what the status was of their bank accounts? I mean, not the average person.
He reached out to the dad, not himself. Well, not him.
Well,
not
so is the dad got money? Does that make him vulnerable? Apparently, yeah, I would say that was the circumstance. All right. Good stuff. Thanks, Jay. It's 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Housebreaking, housebreaking, housebreaking. There are four basic steps to housebreaking a dog properly. Confine or watch, no in between. It's really important to understand that dogs will rarely eliminate where they stay or hang out. So confinement is the best way. Some people recommend cages or crates. I'm not a big fan of that. I'd rather you gate off a small area and increase it gradually. A good healthy diet and feeding schedule and walking schedule should be established, and the whole family should need or will need to be consistent. First thing in the morning, the dog should be taken out, after napping, after exercise, about 20 minutes after eating, just before sleep, and any time your puppy or dog has been excited. And if your dog does have the occasional accident, most people run to the curb and they clean up with some ammoniated product or vinegar. Vinegar is absolutely great for salads, but not good for getting rid of the smell from your dog's point of view. There are products on the market that you can use that will eliminate the odor and get rid of the stain. That's what you need. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the 6-piece set, you'll get 2 hand and 2 bath towels, as well as 2 washcloths, plus free shipping. Each 6-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now, you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for 1 low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for 1 low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The U.S. Border Patrol is expecting to encounter more than 1 million migrants in 2021, according to officials. While many are adults who are turned away due to health protections in place for the pandemic, a large number of unaccompanied children continue to overwhelm resources on the border. Congressman Tony Gonzalez says that's why the Biden administration should not do away with Title 42, the policy that allows border agents to block migrant entry on public health grounds. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that if Title 42 were to be lifted, the southern border would be completely overwhelmed.
There are tens of thousands of families on the Mexican side of the border. If this administration does away with Title 42 for families, what we're going to see is tens of thousands of families try to come into the United States overnight. That's what I'm hearing on the ground from Border Patrol agents and professionals.
This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Former President Donald Trump is commenting on speculation that he may run again in 2024. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Trump releasing a statement on Wednesday responding to the White House infrastructure bill, which he said would introduce new taxes and said it's among the largest self-inflicted economic wounds in history. The former president also sitting down with his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, and was asked if there's hope that the former president will run again in 2024.
You do have hope. That I can tell you. You do have hope. We love our country, this country. We all owe a lot to our country, but now we have to help our country. And we were there. We were so good. What we did with Iran, what we did with China, we were all set to do some great things. And then you see what's going on right now. China treated our representatives last week with such, in Alaska, with such tremendous disrespect. They never talked to me that way.
And just hours before the beginning of the 2021 Major League Baseball season, the New York Mets have locked up their all-star shortstop. According to ESPN, Francisco Lindor and the Mets have agreed to a 10-year, $341 million deal, ending a tense contract negotiation. The contract is the third largest in MLB history, behind Mookie Betts' $365 million deal with the Dodgers and Mike Trout's $426 million contract with the Angels. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug celebrating American literacy as opposed to our illiteracy. Can you imagine? Listen to this, ladies, please. Only 51% of Americans can name all three branches of government. 71% can't identify the Constitution as the supreme law of the land. 62% can't identify the governor of their state. 63% cannot name one of their state's senators. So when we think about the charter of freedom that is our Constitution, when we think about all these people running around with their definition of patriots, I think that they're just passers-by. I don't look at them as patriots. A lot of these people make a lot of noise. But if we expect to be ignorant and free, this business we were talking about earlier in the hour of having the guaranteed income to keep people from having any incentive to work, that's, you know, I think we're just doomed. And I don't want to think that of our country. I don't want to think that about what will be good for my family, my grandson, and other grandchildren to come. I think if we expect the country to keep going the way it is and basically not educate youngsters, We pay all of this money for look at how much money in the education department.
Doug, you're acting like this is just happening organically. This has been happening on purpose in schools and academia for decades.
Yes, I'm not saying it's organic. I'm saying it's
The reason that you see so many people who are so frustrated, they don't know how to change anything, that they burn stuff down, is because they're not taught how to change anything. They don't realize all of the laws and protections that are given to them by the Constitution, because it has been on purpose. It has been purposely removed from the school system. They want to make so much chaos and frustration. The ultimate goal is so that we burn down what the country was founded on and start over again. And that, to me, is just...
But why? What do they get? I guess I'm naive.
Who benefits from that, though? I don't get it.
Yeah.
I know that I've heard a lot of people say that, but, like, I don't get who benefits from that.
I think people on the far left, very, very, very progressive people who don't believe in the system of the country, who don't believe in the United States, who don't believe in capitalism, know that the only way to get the change is to show that the system is faulty and to burn down the current system so they can rebuild something new.
So a fringe group on the far left is responsible for not having civics taught in school? That doesn't
Absolutely.
Really add up
they've
to
taken,
me.
Oh, no. They've taken over academia. If you look at the
I agree with Jennifer on this.
I mean,
I went to
very progressive schools, and civics was absolutely taught, and all of the stuff that is annoying now when you hear kids who can't write in cursive and kids who, you know, don't understand how the government works. I don't know.
Believe me, we're getting older.
But why
we're
don't
aging
people
out.
Understand? We don't understand how our bodies work. We don't understand how our minds work. We don't understand how work works.
Curriculum in an average public school right now, and you're not going to see this kind of stuff. And so, yes, Victoria, maybe you caught the tail end of it. I had civics. It's all started to disappear. This revisionist history has also started to appear in classrooms around the country. And so now, I mean, and I'm forgetting her name, but there is a city councilwoman in Denver who has basically laid out the plan. She said, this country is no longer working. We want to start over again. And so it is the very far left that has found its way into local office. Forget the big office. Everybody looks at Bernie Sanders. No, that's the tip of the iceberg. Look in the smaller offices. Look at district attorneys. Look at school boards. Look at city councils. And this is where it starts to infiltrate in.
You know, one of the things that does, however, I was watching for a minute. I don't usually pay attention. When I came home last night, I having my dinner, and I turned on television and on PBS that what's his name, Gates, who does all of the work on.
Oh, I'm obsessed with that show.
Yeah, well, Ethelpatha Merkison was on. She's been a Dick Wolf protege forever.
She's exactly.
She's a great actor, very sweet lady, as it turned out. Watching this thing, getting the story, the roots of her family. And what they found out in going back through studying her family was that her great-great-great-grandparents were slaves owned by the Jesuits. So you start thinking, wait a minute.
That's not one that comes up a lot. That's interesting.
No. And so I'm thinking to myself, well, how invasive was all of this? And is the information a plot to, you know, once again break down another institution? And then you start thinking about how the Catholic Church really is very corrupt, and there are examples of all of this sort of thing across the board. And so with the pedophile stuff, you go into that, or you go into the slavery, the ownership of slaves. Apparently, there was a big cabal. She was from the Midwest, I think. I want to say Missouri. I think that's where the family is from. And so she came from a family of five. Her father wasn't around, so mother raised him, and they have that's something that when you have that circumstance, there's a lesson, and they learn how to do things on their own. And so it was just very interesting. And what got me were a lot of the things in her history that got her to where she is. But then looking back at the history of her family and what they found out about the slavery aspects of her heritage, and the fact that the slaves that were in her family were owned by Jesuit priests or the Jesuit order in the Catholic Church. It's disgusting, frankly, when I think. And so when you see things like that, the reason I brought it up, ladies, is because when you see these sorts of things and you think about the breakdown, some of the fodder that has fired these people that Jennifer just described, comes from those sorts of realities, things that happened that never should have happened, that were outrageous. And so when they come to light, then comes along the Black Lives Matter movement and people giving it credibility because
that kind
of
trauma
like
doesn't just disappear.
Right.
That
that's what I'm saying.
That kind of trauma gets passed down through generations.
So if you look
back, acknowledge that or not, that's what happens.
America doing those sorts. There's so much great and good here, but we tend to have not paid attention for whatever the reason. The whitewashing, if you'll pardon the pun, of history, which has allowed these stories to not be told. So now they're bringing them up. I think that the Black Lives Matter movement has gone a little too far to the other extreme. But yet when we see or hear stories like this, you think, well, you know what? There's something to be said for not necessarily reparations, but for understanding what they've been through.
Yep.
It's a hard thing.
Every week I'm reminded, Lewis and I love that show, and every week I'm reminded of, wow, how good my family lineage has had it. And when you look at, it's like when slavery ended, people went, okay, well, go ahead now. Go ahead and just go about your lives. It's like that trauma, that stays with people. And when it has no outlet and it has not been addressed, and then white people go, oh, you know, you're free now, so get over it. Or people saying like, oh, well, you know, you were never a slave, so you don't have to worry about anything. That kind of generational trauma is very real. And so if reparations...
I don't think that's unique to people of color, though. I think...
It's not. That's why I'm saying it is very real to generations
My family is a family of farmers and janitors, but they taught me a hard work ethic. And so as much as, you know, we laugh and I say I've got a bazillion jobs, that's all I know because that's part of my legacy. So I agree.
That's an example of it. Yeah,
I agree that it makes people who they are.
Came from the same thing. My father was an orphan. He was never around. He was always working. And so that was what I grew up around, and I had the same thing. I got divorced because I was working all the time and wasn't home and didn't pay attention as much as I ought to my wife. And
right. So you're making my point, even though you just said you don't agree. But yeah, that's...
I don't agree with going to the extremes that we have to make everything now go the other way so that every commercial on television is black people and every new show
about
black people.
It's about what's the solution. It's about what's the solution and the problem. Forget, I don't even make this about race. I think it is true that everybody's a product of their upbringing. And yes, I think that can be a generational process. It can take families a long time to dig out of something that one person may have caused in their lineage. I agree with all of that. The problem is that what's being taught in schools right now is that it's America is the problem and not the solution. And so people continue to create and perpetuate this idea of victimhood because big bad America is the oppressor, when America is actually the answer. If we follow the Constitution, as much as people want to pull their hair out, is not racist. The Constitution allows everyone the right to get over whatever
but
has
the
been
people
their past
who wrote the Constitution
and move forward.
Were. Jennifer,
Do you understand the point? The point is that America is the solution because we are all on an equal playing field and we have equal protections. So
we need to acknowledge
what you're saying, though, is if you use the system correctly, then the system being America,
if
the Constitution,
you trust it,
whatever
forget
you want.
The system, trust in the Constitution.
But a person who's been, like a black person who's been denied a loan where a white person with the same credentials got
talk
it.
To
so how can you
talk
to the
big
system?
Business and talk to the banks.
Well, that is the system, though.
I have never met a person, and this is true, who has been asked, and I know that you guys tell me maybe it's my upbringing in California. I've never been asked on a loan application for any race. So I'm not saying it's not true.
Really?
I'm not saying
I had four loans for four houses in California. I was asked my status, my sex.
They ask if you're married, and that's
my married status, and whether I was white, you know, whatever your thing is.
I've only had one mortgage, and I was asked what the race was, so I don't
good
know.
Good conversation. All right, continuing with the focus on Jeffrey Epstein, or Epstein. How do we pronounce it?
Epstein.
As we continue here, 45 after the hour.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
In the market for a next-level Windows 10 laptop, look no further than the ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED from Asus. It lets you get things done in style, calmly, efficiently, and with zero fuss. It's your powerful and elegant companion for on-the-go productivity and creativity, featuring an amazing 4K OLED HDR touchscreen. It also includes the ASUS ScreenPad Plus secondary 4K display with a brand new tilting design that offers effortless ergonomics and seamless workflows. Not all ideas come in words. Capture inspiration as it comes with the sketch or scribble of a digital pen. Powered by up to an Intel Core i9 8-core processor and NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3070 GPU, ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED brings you all the benefits of tomorrow's technology today. Visit ASUS.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, 47 at the hour on the DJV program. So we have Victoria over. Well, all of you have been talking about Jeffrey Epstein and the latest from that can of worms. So what is it involving his girlfriend as well? Yeah.
Jen has all the details on this. But
yeah, there's some new charges. Yeah, there's some new charges that have been filed against Ghislaine Maxwell, who was the associate partner of Jeffrey Epstein. And this new woman came forward. She said she had to wait for Jeffrey Epstein to die because she was so afraid of him. Because when she was taken into, she was in their grasp. I don't know if kidnapped or sex trafficked, whatever it is. She was 26 years old. She had an 8-year-old son. Ghislaine Maxwell was grooming her, repeatedly raped her with Jeffrey Epstein. And then sold her off to some person she believes was a local judge.
From on that island, that creepy island?
It doesn't say where they were, but it seems they were near water because she wanted to call the police. So Ghislaine Maxwell said, okay, we'll call the police. Well, they obviously had two men dress up like police officers and come and say, if you call us again, we're going to arrest you for prostitution and we're going to take away and deport your little boy. Mm-hmm. And so she, of course, never called again after that incident. After wanting to call the police, Jeffrey Epstein took her out to a body of water and said if she ever reported anything that he did to her, that he would throw her into this alligator infested water. He said that he had done that to lots of girls who had gotten out of line. And so she never reported him until she died, or until he died. And now this new story is coming out. It's horrific.
Where do these people come from? How did people develop?
Well, the scary thing is that Jeffrey Epstein he's got evidence of every single one of these perverts and these rapists.
It's evil.
It is evil. And that's why that's why Epstein's dead. You cannot tell me that
Clinton
that was just
and
a
Andrew,
faulty...
Prince Andrew and that bunch?
Oh, and absolutely. Saudi princes, and I wouldn't believe... Yeah, I mean, there are tons of other politicians and world leaders. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
Power, what does ultimate power do? Corrupts? What's that... there's an expression about power. Anyway, let's take a break here at 10 before the hour. This is the DJV program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Laura Banks is with us, 53 past the hour for her weekly visit as we understand what the astrological signs are, the world is. We've had a very interesting conversation this week with a fellow named Christopher Renstrom on the Your Hidden Power program, who is another powerful astrologer. Interesting how astrologers learn astrology from other astrologers.
Yeah.
Is that so? Is there a sameness to all this? I mean, I think if you don't have some agreement, people aren't going to really trust the info, right?
Well, if there's anything you're going to learn, Doug, right? There's going to be, you want to be a great chef, you go to chef school. You know, I mean, I'm going to look up Christopher's courses and see if I can enroll immediately, because his whole understanding of the history and Ptolemy, and how fascinating is it that astrology preceded astronomy. Mm-hmm. As an understanding.
See, I didn't know that.
Belief. No, myself, I had no idea.
If you're looking, I wasn't sure, because he was talking about Patty Stanger and the Millionaire mm-hmm. Match and all that stuff.
Right.
And wondering whether he said finding somebody whose chart is, at least your, it sounded like your sun sign was close.
Right.
Is that just for matching up with somebody who has enough money to take care of themselves, or is that go across the board?
This 1 month apart, like I'm seeing someone now, we're about 2 months apart. I bet that's better. I haven't gotten under the specifics of it yet, and I'd never heard of that before, but he said all these charts he saw with Patty that say you're born in March, you want to meet someone maybe in April or May or February.
Meet them in, or their sign is from?
They're born in that month around your month.
Right. So
like for me, it's been a lot of Aquarian men in my life, and they're born a month after me. So it fits me.
Yeah.
You know, Ken, right now, my new fella, he's January. That's within a couple months of me.
Right.
And then something happened, like when he said the sun goes opposite your time of birth, so which for me would be September, you're in a lower space. Or when you're born at a certain time of year, that's when you're in your high space. Although the actual date of your birth, it's ironic. We go out, we eat cake, we party, we drink. The date of your birth, your birthday, you're the weakest.
Your body's the weakest. It's the most, the best time to really take care and do healthy things, because the cellular memory in your body of your birth is exhausting.
So how do you, using this information that you bestow upon people, they can find you at stargalnetwork.com. Creating the life, that's what really people are asking. Help me create the life that I want today. What do I need to do? Or is there nothing I need to do? That's really, I think, the first step in getting a good reading, isn't it? Whether you get it from Christopher, whomever.
Right. You know, exactly. You know, the number one thing is, you know, what's your sun, moon, rising? You know, now Christopher threw in there the ruling planet idea, rulingplanet.com, his website. I'm just so impressed. I want to share that. But once you have an understanding of how you tick, which is, hey, look under the hood. Your car gets an oil change. Look and get, understand who you are. Then it's important to look at the seasons to understand the planets. Like on April 8th, we have a new moon in Aries, which is a stunning opportunity for fresh starts and self-expression. And the real key word, actually it's April 11th, I'm sorry. The key word in all of this with all of our Aquarius planets right now, and this new moon coming in Aries on April 11th, is to be in self-expression of what works for you, and hopefully the people in your life can deal with it. Not in a rude way, not in a mean way, but I think so often, particularly women, we're all about catering to the man and making sure the family's okay, and then we end up resentful and drinking too much wine. Now,
right,
that doesn't
happens.
Work. So with this independent thinking, powerful, independent sign of Aries coming into this fresh new moon, we're building right now toward that April 11th. Breathe in this sense of I get to do and be who I am, and that people will line around you. It's either you're following your dream or you're following somebody else's dream. Right, Doug?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think one of the things that we all have our heart's desire, that's for sure. We have the benefit of a lot of intrapersonal insights using a good astrologer to get at this stuff. But you almost have to have it consistently in order for it to be any good or have any value. That's what I find anyway. I think having one reading with somebody is nonsense. It doesn't really provide you with anything, because you almost, the other side is you can risk being too dependent on these folks. But there's a happy medium somewhere where you take the advice, because it changes. Because the realities change every day, right?
It does. And what's funny is, you know, it's like if you're a connoisseur of wines, you're going to enjoy wine more. If you're a connoisseur of cars, you know, everything's going to happen to us anyway without this understanding. It's something to be said for understanding what is going to be happening before it happens so you can prepare. Mm-hmm. Or you're living with a Pisces and they're sad a lot of the time, or they need to be left alone and they're dealing with all these emotions to understand and be compassionate for that Pisces. It teaches us everything about how to be with people.
Actors, author and astrologer, the lovely Laura Banks is here, and you can reach her at stargalnetwork.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.